right, we are talking about foods, and we're asking, is the food bad for us or good for us? All right, so here's another one. True, false. Nuts are good for us. Nuts are good for us. All right. I know you're not expecting a whole lot of time for this one, right? Okay, so here we go. So I gave you 10 seconds there. What'd you come up with? Nuts are good for us. Ladies and gentlemen, the answer is true. Check this out. Nuts may be high in fat. Does that have you saying, wait a minute, hold up, what? We're supposed to be avoiding fat. And you're telling me now that nuts are high in fat? Yes, nuts are high in fat. But remember, we have good fats, bad fats. We have saturated fats. We have unsaturated fats. Which ones are the good ones? There you go. Unsaturated fats. Give them to me. Polyunsaturated fats and monounsaturated fats. I'm telling you what, you all are nailing it. Yes, nuts are high in fat, but the good kind. Also, they are rich in nutrients. They're rich in protein. They're rich in fiber. And all that can help stabilize blood sugar. Now, you will get a few extra grams of fat from munching on a handful of nuts, but it's worth it if it helps you avoid reaching for cookies or other sweets, particularly the cookies that don't have the unsaturated fats, the poly and mono unsaturated fats. By the way, if you're looking at the content label of the food, whatever the food is, or the beverage for that matter, and let's say you see it say total fat, and it gives you total fat. Let's say six grams total fat. And then you look down there, and it says saturated fat, 1.5 grams. And it doesn't tell you anything else about fats. And you're thinking, okay, man, hold up now. You're saying here that there are 6 total grams of fat in this product, this food, or this beverage. But I'm only seeing 1.5 grams of saturated fat, and I don't see anything else here about fat. What's the deal? Well, the good news is the rest of the fat is unsaturated, whether poly and or mono unsaturated fat, and they just didn't include that part on there for whatever the reason. So you're talking about 1.5 grams of the unhealthy fats, 4.5 grams of the good fat. So I just thought I'd share that with you so that when you see that on your content packages, you look the labels and you're looking to see how much fat. It tells you total fat and then it tells you saturated fat. The remainder of that fat is the good fat. Okay, now, peanut butter can be good for us. In one study, people who ate a handful of nuts a day were slimmer, and check this out, even lived longer. Okay, anybody have problems with dairy for any reason? Problem with dairy, whether you just don't really like the taste of most dairy products that you've consumed in the past, or maybe you consumed dairy and had some gastrointestinal problems. And you say, nope, no dairy for me. And particularly when it comes to cheese, please. What would you say? Here's your statement. Cheese is good for you. Cheese is good for us. True or false? Cheese is good for us. Gave you 10 seconds. What'd you come up with? cheese is good for us. Check this out. A lot of dieters often try to cut calories by making sure that they stay away from calcium-rich dairy foods. But some studies suggest that's a mistake. One theory is that the body burns more fat when it gets enough calcium. So eating low-fat cheese, yogurt, drinking milk may actually contribute to weight loss. Calcium supplements don't seem to yield the same benefits. So a diet rich in dairy may have other factors that at work as well. Dairy foods are also rich in protein. And what is one of the benefits of protein? It helps us feel, there you go, full. All right. What about this, ladies and gentlemen? True or false? Coffee is good for us. Coffee. I told you now we're talking about and beverages. Here's your true false statement again. Coffee is good for us. All right. What'd you come up with? Tell me. Coffee is good for us. Did you say true or did you say false? Well, coffee only falls in the bad category when you drink too much of it. Too much of it being roughly more than 4 cups a day. Or if you mix in cream or sugar or flavored syrups. If you drink it black without those added fats and calories, it's okay. Drink it skinny. Stir in some skim milk for added calcium and vitamin D. And some other sweetener or just 1 teaspoon of sugar. One of the sweeteners that some people are recommending is, you know, somewhat healthy, and the jury's still out about the safety of it. They're still waiting to see. But stevia, because it is a natural plant-based sugar. It's not a synthetic one that man made up. It is a plant-based sweetener. I shouldn't have said sugar. It's not a sugar. It's a plant-based sweetener. So here's something that may be encouraging to you as well. I know we're looking a little bit at people who are maybe dieting. But again, of course, we know that people who diet are not the only people who eat and drink. And so you determine how this applies to your life. But one of the things that they point out is just about any bad food, bad, quote unquote, can be part of your weight loss plan if you stick to small enough portions. In fact, dietitians advise against banning your favorite treats. What can happen if you just say, I'm through with it? You don't want to be through with it, but you say, I'm through with it. You may unintentionally set yourself up for failure. You're depriving yourself, saying, oh, man, I just don't want that. I'm not going to eat it. You're wanting it, but you keep saying, I'm not going to eat it. You're still wanting it, and you're still saying, I'm not going to eat it. A lot of dietitians say that a better strategy is to just set limits on the quantity. So, person likes chocolate truffle. Eat one a day at the most, maybe 2 per week. So you're not overindulging, but you're not depriving yourself either. Yeah, and that may be a better way to do it. In fact, you may find that from time to time, you surely don't want it. I mean, truly, you're not trying to psych yourself out. You really don't want it, whatever it is, apple pie, carrot cake, whatever it is. You know that you're striving to eat healthy, healthy, healthy. And in the process of striving healthy, 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 eat healthy, 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 you truly don't want that stuff as much as you used to. And that means sometimes you just plain don't want it at all. But one day you notice you have a desire. Hey, you know what I'd like to eat? My guess is, you eat a little bit of that one day, it is not going to break the calorie bank. So it is probably good, as the dietitians say, to go ahead and enjoy a bit of that eating luxury that you'd like to delve into and enjoy. And stay along with your regular eating routine. All right, back in a few on Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr.